Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
And definitely, I think, one of the most exciting Final Fours going in, especially when you just look at the coaches. In college sports, you know, since the players are transient, it's really about the one fixture that's there are the coaches behind the program. They are the programs. And now you look at the four that we have gathered there, Hall of Famers, some already in, some that the rest will definitely be in the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame one day. 26 Final Fours, you know, with them all, and it's just going to be really fun to see it all settling it out there in Indianapolis.
There's Jim Nance talking to somebody at CBS about the impressive legacy of each coach in this year's NCAA Tournament Final Four. March Madness, even though we're out of March, number 10 this week, on our weekly talk radio countdown, a review of the hot hits, the big topics, the top 10 talk items at the Talkers Magazine offices. They scour through all of the information they have on talk radio hosts. You may have checked out the Hot 100. If you go to talkers.com, you can see that, the hottest, the best, the brightest, if you will, so they say, of the talk hosts around the country. And then there's this weekly list of the hot hits in talk radio as determined by the folks who are working there, listening to the program host and listening to the stations, all the items that are a part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen for the first week, even though it's a short week. The week is over now, Friday, April the 3rd, the end of the week, and so we get working on the countdown, starting at number 10, which you just heard. So let's move into
number nine.
The passing of Cynthia Lennon, former wife of John Lennon. She passed away this week at her home in Spain. Here she is in a recent interview with a fellow named Ken Daschau, who's the host of a program on an FM station in New York, about having to live with her mother-in-law during the early years of Beatlemania.
You're just married. To be told, hey, pretend you're not married, okay? You have to keep this a secret. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're pregnant? Yeah, we can't let that out. No. What a horrible state to be in, Cynthia. I don't know how you cope with that.
I must have learned to be a good actress at the time.
Yeah.
But I coped with it because I had to. I had no choice at the time. And I wasn't fighting. I was when you become pregnant at an early age and you're not intending to get pregnant, but I had no money and nowhere to live. So Mimi suggested, you know, later on that I should, when I nearly lost Julian, I nearly had a miscarriage, that I should go and move in with her permanently while John was on tour, and everything would be happy and everything would be wonderful. I ended up feeding the cats, going shopping to buy catfish, and boiling it up because she didn't believe in tinned fish. I mean, it was just horrendous.
So you were Cinderella. You were the servant.
I certainly was. I was, really. And I wasn't getting any sort of support or warmth. I felt very isolated in that place. And she really didn't want me to be there. But because she wanted John to be close to her, then
that was her way of sort of keeping the control.
Yeah, yeah.
That it seems like he just drifted from people who wanted control over him, that there was an attraction to that factor.
I think because he was quite weak. I mean, he was so strong in many other ways, and in his talents and everything else, but he was really not confrontational. He appeared as though he would fight everybody that came near, but, I mean, he'd run a mile if somebody actually, you know, went for him.
Uh-huh.
But his physique and the way he looked at people and the way he behaved put people off so they wouldn't go near him. And that was his
defense, sort of.
Yes, defense. Best form of defense is attack. But the attack wasn't physical unless he'd had a few drinks. And that was a different matter.
Number eight
item this week on our talk radio review, focusing on the state of California, the condition with the drought. And because of this 4-year drought, Governor Brown has announced new restrictions to save water here. Science editor from KQED, Craig Miller, explains what the new restrictions are and what kind of impact they may have here on this state of California.
The governor's plan is aimed at throttling water use in California by 25% compared to 2013. He unveiled it at a barren site in the Sierra used for the state's monthly snow surveys when there's any snow.
We're in an historic drought, and that demands unprecedented action.
That action is a 31-point program mostly aimed at urban water use, including mandated cuts for large institutional water consumers like golf courses, college campuses, and even highway medians. But the state will establish local targets on a sliding scale, with the biggest cuts, likely more than 25%, imposed on areas with high water use. Those numbers won't be established until state regulators do the math. And there'll be special assistance for low-income residents whose wells have gone dry. One of those people is Donna Johnson, who's been delivering bottled water to neighbors in East Porterville, a town in Tulare County where something like 600 wells have dried up. She'd love some help, but will believe it when she sees it.
It sounds rather vague to me on commitment to those who suffer from the drought. I'd really like to see more details or more action.
The governor's program will include new incentives to replace lawns with drought-friendly landscaping and consumer rebates for water-saving home appliances and plumbing fixtures. It will now be up to the State Water Resources Control Board and more than 400 local water agencies to work out the details. Officials hope to have specific rules in place by mid-May.
All right, so there we are. We're finished with number 10, number 9, number 8. So that'll bring us around to number 7. You'll find out what that is and how it's being handled by Talk Radio as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some small business solutions for the spring season. The ergonomic LG Tone Ultra Bluetooth wireless headset was designed to offer seamless communication in your life. Make hands-free calls and listen to music with easy access controls. JBL Signature Sound provides great fidelity while delivering up to 15 hours of talk time. It's available in black and white for under $100. Dyson's new V6 Absolute Cordless Stick Vac picks up everything. It's the most powerful cordless vacuum on the market today and the first to feature HEPA filtration. It comes with 2 cleaner heads for powerful performance on carpets and hard floors. The V6 Absolute is now available at Dyson.com. Canon's Maxify MB2320 printer delivers high speeds, affordable, high-quality printing, and cloud storage capability. Its huge 500-sheet paper capacity, fax and scanning features promise seamless performance. Canon always provides their award-winning U.S.-based support. The MB2320 has an MSRP under $200. Carbonite's affordable automatic business backup pro and server plans provide secure cloud storage to an unlimited number of devices. Your business data will always be safe, so much so Carbonite even meets HIPAA's strict requirements. Carbonite provides anytime access to your data from any device. Enter code SPRING and get 3 bonus months free at Carbonite.com. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
number seven.
Number seven item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show is a focus on the continuing trial of the Boston Marathon bomber. Here are hosts Rick Daniels and Jane Foy talking with a news person about the trial going on in Boston and what the defense is doing to attempt to avoid the death penalty for Mr. Tsarnaev.
First phase of the trial went fairly quickly. We're talking about 15 days for the prosecution to present 92 witnesses, some of the very emotional testimony from bombing survivors, medical examiners who described in detail what killed three people, the youngest eight, and what injured 164. They got that wrapped up within 15 days. In less than 2 days, the defense presented a handful of rather technical experts, people, you know, who investigate fingerprints, cell phones, computers, and their job, it seems to be, was to link Tamerlan Tsarnaev, Zohar's older brother, to the bombings, to the research, to the materials used to make the bombs, to the fingerprints on parts that could have been part of that bomb, to jihadist material. So they basically, it appears, are laying the groundwork for that second phase of trial when, as your legal expert pointed out, we expect to hear a lot about how maybe Tamerlan had undue influence on Zohar, more about his life, and why jurors might want to spare it. Most people feel that there will be a guilty verdict here. 30 counts, 17 of them carry the death penalty, so it may come down to jurors deciding whether this man lives or dies, guys.
The defense, in their defense, basically, or in the opening statements, basically admitted, yes, he's guilty, and so they're just trying to avoid the death penalty is pretty much the case, right?
Absolutely, and it was kind of a little surprising but brilliant step by Patty Clark, who's a defense attorney who has, for instance, she came up with the deal that spared the Unabomber Ted Kaczynski's life. So she knows what she's doing, and she clearly came out of the gate admitting, knowing the evidence the prosecution had, and quite wisely said, look, we admit it. He was there. No one held a gun to his head. He was involved. But, she added during those opening statements, he has this older brother with all this undue influence. So they've been very careful about laying the groundwork, looking ahead to the penalty phase. And the penalty phase could be really interesting. One might think, well, if he's obviously guilty, the jurors will go for the death penalty. Not necessarily. This is a liberal town in a state that has abolished its own death penalty. The only reason we're talking death penalty is these are federal charges. And he's got a jury well aware that many people suggested the trial be moved out of Boston for fear that Zohar would not get a fair trial. So they're being very, very careful. And I would not be surprised, and this would be really intriguing, if the defense came out and said, look, Zohar wants to die. He wants to be a martyr like his brother. Don't give him that. Lock him up for the rest of his life. This is going to be a very interesting trial to watch, particularly in the second phase.
Another trial going on in Boston, the former Patriots star Aaron Hernandez is in trial. The prosecutors rested their case on Thursday after calling 131 witnesses, submitting hundreds of pieces of evidence. The defense is expected to present witnesses and then rest on Monday. The judge told jurors she expected them to have the case next week. He's pleaded not guilty to the killing of Owen Lloyd. Apparently, Mr. Lloyd was dating Hernandez's sister, or the sister of his fiance. I think that's how it went. The jury will not be in court over the weekend. The judge sent them home with a reminder to be vigilant, not to discuss the case over the Easter weekend. I always wonder, don't do that. I mean, what kind of control is that? You lock them up over the whip, but it's Easter. You can't. It's Passover. You got to send everybody home so they can enjoy the holiday with their family. All right. So, two high-profile cases and trials going on in the Boston area. That's number seven this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So number six is next. 21 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Review.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week on the countdown is a focus on the new host of the program Jon Stewart has been doing for many, many years. Comedy Central announcing that South African comedian Trevor Noah is going to be taking over for Jon Stewart. This week at an event in New York, conversation turned to Mr. Noah. One of the reporters there asked him about the controversy, and Noah responds basically calling it not much of any import, much ado about nothing. Let's listen.
I think Trevor's going to be great. I don't think they wanted to go with somebody right. Who was part of the Daily Show family already in a more entrenched way. So Trevor is relatively new, and he's a great stand-up. You know, so I think it's going to be great. And he's young, and yeah. You know, and all that stuff. So
what do you think about? He's been getting beaten up lately over some social media stuff he did years ago.
Yeah,
is that fair or not? I mean, as a comedian, I feel like you have to be out there making jokes constantly. Is it fair to go back?
I think it's more a question about Twitter. Uh-huh. Like. You know, it's like I think it's much ado about nothing, first of all. The guy made some sort of, you know, off-color, irresponsible tweets, but he was trying to be funny. What is Twitter in our culture? Is Twitter just a constant sort of, is it just disposable? You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be a presidential candidate 25 years from now who's going to be running for president. Are we going to go back and look at his Twitter feed from when he was 14 years old? Because
all right. So let's now listen to an exchange between Jon Stewart and the aforementioned Trevor Noah.
America is making a concerted effort to buy top foreign chess players in an attempt to win next year's Chess Olympiad gold medal for the first time in decades. That's right. The United States is buying up nerds, nerd mercenaries. Nerd scenarios.
If Americans are so bored by chess, then why are you stealing everyone else's players?
We'd like to win. We would like to win.
Let's face facts.
We could patiently build a homegrown chess team through years of hard work, but years of hard work. We'd rather just buy them.
You know what, John? Does America really need to be the best at everything? I mean, you already dominate the world in economics, military power, obesity.
Well, you're very kind. We have the most Dakotas.
You've got so many Dakotas.
Yes.
Well, what is it? North South,
South,
Fanning, Johnson.
Yes.
Need some Dakota for the rest of us.
It is not like America has not had chess greats of its own. You had what was that movie? Bobby Fischer.
Yeah, but that was, what, 40 years ago?
No, I just rented it. It was, and Deep Blue, the IBM chess computer?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the parts came from China.
All right, Trevor, what if we don't buy players? What if we don't buy them? It's just free market. That's how it works.
No, John, it's not. This is a sport. Kind of. Right? This is not meant to be an economic transaction like buying a loaf of bread or a seat in Congress.
That hurts.
America is supposed to be all about earning victory. Do you remember that movie where a guy from Philadelphia punched a Russian so hard it ended the Cold War? What if instead of training Rocky to fight Ivan Drago, America just hired Ivan Drago? It's a way worse movie.
That would be a totally awesome movie. Fish out of water, communist in a capitalist country, but he learns how to love America and teaches his landlord how to make borscht. Like, it's such a good movie.
It would be a good movie.
Thank you.
Come get the cab.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It would be. Okay.
I would like to go to the embarkation.
I love it. But you know what, John? I don't even think that this is about chess. This is about Russia. Because what's the only thing Russians love more than filming their own car accidents?
Land grabs?
No,
I guess,
John. Or? No. Chess. They have more world champions than any other country.
Who's their current champion?
Oh, well, officially Putin.
All right, so there's an example of his humor. As a personal aside, I don't find him engaging. I don't really find him funny. I don't know why they picked him, but they seem to think he'll do a good job. And I'm not his audience anyway, but I always have respected and liked and admired. I think Jon Stewart is very good at what he does, and I think he'll be missed, frankly. That's my take on it. What's yours? You'll be able to tell us by taking the poll this week, as usual.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At the hour now. This is a weekly event, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's recap where we are at this point, halfway through the countdown. March Madness at number 10, Cynthia Lennon's death at number 9, the worsening California drought situation, number 8, Boston Marathon bombing trial, number 7, the Comedy Central hiring of Trevor Noah, number 6. So, where does that bring us?
Number 5.
Brings us to number 5. Yes, it does. Very good at math there, sir. Big voice announcer brings us around to number 5, and it's the continuing probe of Hillary Clinton's email account. Here's a lawyer named Ari Melber, who's the co-host of a program called The Cycle on MSNBC, talking about Mrs. Clinton's appearance before the Congressional Committee this week, says that the debate comes down to what actually is considered private and what is not. And there's an important law about that that Mrs. Clinton didn't seem to pay very much attention to.
This debate is over freedom of information. The basic concept that information about the government's activity should be free and accessible with exceptions for national security and personal privacy. And that's not just a nice idea, it is the law. The Freedom of Information Act, signed by President Johnson in 1966, created three ways for the public to know what the government is up to. It requires federal agencies to publish their policies. That's basically what they say they're up to. Then it requires those agencies and employees to keep their records, the evidence of what they might actually be up to. And then finally, the law has some teeth. It gives regular citizens the power to take the government to court to get that information if it's too secretive about it. And that is a big power. It's used all the time, actually, for transparency, usually, of course, with far less drama than this Benghazi email hunt. For example, it was this very law that helped force the administration to release its rationale for targeted drone killings last year. We couldn't even debate that policy without some basic information about it released to the public. And the government didn't want to do that. It didn't want to release the information, so it took a Freedom of Information lawsuit to get it. Now, these suits provide an independent and nonpartisan check on the government. At the State Department alone, there were over 18,000 of them in 2013. That's the last year we have data. And the department processed about 21,000 total. And they range from big issues to even trivial items. The law gives citizens the rights to see videos and records so that citizens can decide what matters and if it matters, not the politicians. And that brings us all the way back to Hillary Clinton's inbox. By merging her records and deleting 30,000 of her emails, that system basically routed around the goal of this transparency law. Now, maybe her staff perfectly categorized every work and personal email. Maybe they made some mistakes. Now we'll never really know, and the courts will never independently verify it because the emails are gone. Now, I'm not saying that means Clinton was hiding anything or that it means Republicans' newfound interest in transparency isn't completely political. But this has served as an example of how not to do federal transparency. Clinton said she only wanted one phone for convenience, and people can certainly relate to that. But the Freedom of Information Act wasn't designed to be convenient. It was designed to be thorough.
Number four.
Number four this week on our talk radio review, the focus on who's running for president in the year 2016, something that we'll have with us. I think I've said this before many times. This will be in the countdown pretty much through the election system, and that's through next fall. So we'll go to host Richard Dixon, who's here talking to a political columnist named John Lebtoiler about what John thinks of Senator Ted Cruz's announcement this week that he's going to run for president and what his chances are among the rest of those who are running as Republicans.
He wasn't getting anywhere in the pack. He wasn't getting any individual attention either in Iowa or nationally or fundraising wise. He was lost in the, you know, scrum of like 15 different names. So last week was a smart move. He started it really Sunday night, had all day Monday, Monday night, Tuesday, all to himself. He was on every show everywhere I saw. And in the new CBS poll that came out over the weekend, we used it on Sunday night, he went up 14 points in a week, all obviously because of that announcement. Now, the big thing for him is, can he keep it going once other guys do the same thing? We know that next week Rand Paul's doing it on Tuesday, and then the following Monday, Marco Rubio's going to do the same thing. And, you know, they each get their little boost, but it usually dissipates a week or two later.
Yeah, it has to do with who's in the limelight at the moment and how much oxygen is being sucked out of the room by others. Yet,
it has to do with, the key thing is one thing.
Yeah.
Your message. If you have a message that resonates, you will get somewhere. And what's going on in the presidential race at the moment is none of these candidates in either party has a message that's connecting with hardly anybody.
I have to ask, because I heard some folks flapping their gums about this the other day, some supposed knowledgeable types who know what they're talking about. But these guys were saying that Ted Cruz is going to access the conservative Christian Republican that nobody else seems to be going after. Jeb Bush isn't getting them. Rand Paul doesn't care about them. It doesn't look like Scott Walker is going to rope those guys in. And, you know, there was some success by Rick Santorum in the last election with that. And I thought, seriously, if you're hanging your hat on just the conservative Christian Republican, there's no way you get the nomination, right?
No. You gotta grow beyond that. By the way, the one guy that is going to contest and get a lot of that vote is Huckabee, who didn't run 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Eight years ago, he got all that vote.
Yeah, he did.
He's in the race, and he's more popular now because of having had his own show for years on Fox. More people know him. He's polling very well in Iowa and nationally. And Ted Cruz is going to have trouble even with Huckabee. And forget getting the nomination. He's got, my cat has a better chance to get the nomination.
Number three.
An interesting way of putting it. Okay, let's move on now. Number three this week is the continuing focus on the co-pilot at the controls of that airliner that crashed into the French Alps last week. So earlier this week on my Good Day program, I talked to news correspondent John Tourette of Al Jazeera about the latest developments, what may have caused the co-pilot to intentionally crash the plane.
What we know now about this guy, Lubitz, according to his friends, is that he had suffered serious depression and serious issues of psychosis in the years during his training, lasting from 2008, including a spell in Arizona, right up until the time that he qualified as a pilot with German Wings in 2013, and through the end of last week. Now, the authorities, when they raided his two homes, one that he shares with his parents and another apartment that he has near Dusseldorf, found a number of clues, including, we are told, antidepressants, a sick note that had been torn up, including one that would have covered the day of the crash, where doctors were telling him not to fly and that he shouldn't be at work, something that he clearly, deliberately ignored. And we're also hearing over the weekend now that he may have been treated for eye issues, deteriorating eyesight issues at a local clinic. Now, none of this has been confirmed, of course, but this is all being widely reported in the European newspapers, and it's thought that there may have been some issue with his eyesight and his depression. It may not have been a direct poor eyesight issue. It may have been related to his psychosis. On top of that, Bild, the German tabloid newspaper, has published a full and complete transcript of the cockpit voice recorder, and that's adding to the heartache of the families, Doug.
One of the things that seems to be a part of this, many of your colleagues are reporting incorrect. There are a lot of sloppy stories floating around incorrectly. The co-pilot told his girlfriend he was planning a spectacular gesture so everybody would know his name. The actual quote was this, quote, "When I heard about the crash, I remembered a sentence he said, one day I'll do something that will change the system, and then everyone will know my name and remember it." Is this an ongoing problem, do you think, this kind of reporting?
I think it's just that the world is grasping for straws, really. This is such an extraordinary story. We've never really quite seen the like of it before, and I think every little piece of information comes out, the tabloid newspapers in particular, jump on that and put it on the front pages. But I think one thing we can say with absolute clarity and absolute certainty is that this was a young man who should never have been anywhere near the cockpit of an aircraft. There's absolutely no doubt about that whatsoever. And going forward, we're going to need to find out how it was that a European-based low-cost airline, even one affiliated to the great airline that is the German flag carrier, Lufthansa, could allow a young man with so few flying hours and such a troubled medical history to get anywhere near the co-pilot seat.
So the continuing focus on this thing, it appears that he'd been searching the Internet in the days just before the flight for information on how to commit suicide, and also looking into security measures for cockpit doors. So that'll be interesting as that shakes out. The investigation continues, and so will the conversation, I predict. It's 16 minutes before the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some small business solutions for the spring season. The ergonomic LG Tone Ultra Bluetooth wireless headset was designed to offer seamless communication in your life. Make hands-free calls and listen to music with easy access controls. JBL's signature sound provides great fidelity while delivering up to 15 hours of talk time. It's available in black and white for under $100. Dyson's new V6 Absolute Cordless Stick Vac picks up everything. It's the most powerful cordless vacuum on the market today and the first to feature HEPA filtration. It comes with two cleaner heads for powerful performance on carpets and hard floors. The V6 Absolute is now available at Dyson.com. Canon's Maxify MB2320 printer delivers high speeds, affordable, high-quality printing, and cloud storage capability. Its huge 500-sheet paper capacity, fax and scanning features promise seamless performance. Canon always provides their award-winning U.S.-based support. The MB2320 has an MSRP under $200. Carbonite's affordable automatic business backup pro and server plans provide secure cloud storage to an unlimited number of devices. Your business data will always be safe, so much so Carbonite even meets HIPAA's strict requirements. Carbonite provides anytime access to your data from any device. Enter code SPRING and get 3 bonus months free at Carbonite.com. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Number two item this week in our talk radio review, a focus on Iran and the negotiations which seem to have come to a head on Thursday of this past week. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo talking with Joe Gomez at WIOD in Florida about what sticking points are causing the biggest holdup in the negotiation process.
The main sticking point seems to be whether or not sanctions are going to be completely lifted against Iran and how quickly those sanctions are going to be lifted. There was a wire that crossed from Reuters in Switzerland, which suggested that Iran says that if all sanctions are not lifted as part of this deal, they will immediately walk away from the negotiating table and there will be no deal. And that has been discussed in terms of how to lift sanctions against Iran. There have been talks about perhaps doing this in a case-by-case basis, doing this in phases, perhaps sending U.N. inspectors into Iran and checking to see if they are indeed winding down their nuclear program as per this accord. And if so, then the certain sanctions be lifted over a certain amount of time, perhaps annually or even on a quarterly basis. So that at the moment seems to be the key sticking point in talks.
Yeah. Well, I might as well just go home now because the United States Congress has said they will not go with the idea of lifting sanctions immediately and totally. You've got to wonder and know that there's got to be that part of the conversation at least going on in Switzerland.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Speaker of the House, John Hunter, said that that if talks fall through, he would immediately ratchet up sanctions. They would come quickly. And I think he probably has a lot of bipartisan support for this in Congress. A lot of lawmakers probably just frustrated by the fact that Iran seems to be playing hardball, leading the talks at the negotiating table. And they're probably just fed up with it at this point. We even heard some pretty stern language from the White House yesterday. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest said that Obama is ready to walk away. He said that the no deal is better than a bad one. And Netanyahu actually just got done speaking in Israel. He said the world should insist on a better deal and that Iran needs to stop its aggression in the region. He feels that this deal could perhaps give Iran even further ammunition to increase its influence in places like Iraq and in Yemen, where an Iran-backed Houthi insurgency has basically taken over the country.
Mm, wow. So how far does this go? How long does this go? And does John Kerry or the United States, which has been lead negotiators, have egg on their face if they've got to walk away from this, knowing that it'll never be passed by the United States Congress?
Well, I'll tell you, Kerry's in a very tough situation right now, and I think Iran realizes that, and that's why they're playing hardball with him, because they know that politically the Obama administration has a lot at stake here, because they put their neck out to try to get this deal to this point, and from a lot of criticism. So they know that Kerry, it's going to be hard for him to walk back to the U.S., go back home with nothing, and I think that's why they're playing such hardball.
All right, so the essence of this is that the Iranians say significant progress has been made in these negotiations, and then there's always the big but. So, the but. Okay, so that's number two. Maybe you consider that to be good news. Better news than not. Number one, big controversy this week, and I think you probably know what it is. We'll get to it in a matter of moments here on the countdown.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
No surprise here. The number one item this week on the Talk Radio Review is a focus on the Religious Freedom Act. Lots of controversy there. And there's a poll out this week suggesting sympathy for religious objectors is limited to those who refuse to provide services for wedding-related businesses. This week on my Good Day program, I talked to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, whom we hear from on this program a lot. He's a lawyer, and he's very good at getting down to the nitty-gritty on issues like this. So he and I talk about exactly what these acts, both in Indiana and Arkansas, mean, and what Governor Pence's intentions were when he signed it, or what they seem to be.
First of all, Pence is being disingenuous, which is a nice legal term for lying through his teeth. When he says this had nothing to do with discrimination against gays, just look at the signing ceremony where he had as invited people gay rights opponents. One even was saying that gay was the equivalent of bestiality. So he knew exactly what this was, and the incentive behind this, the impetus, was to allow people to discriminate against gays. So that part's pretty clear. This is very, very different from the federal law that was passed in 1993 that really had to do with government discrimination against people based on their religious opinions. And frankly, there are 20 states that have this. Some of these states already also have laws that protect gays and lesbians from discrimination. And this thing, when it went through in Utah, which is interesting, the Utah law not only provides for protections of the lesbian and gay community, but it shielded religious institutions that oppose homosexuality from prosecution. And frankly, this was supported by LGBT activists as well. And that's your kind of your way out. You don't want discrimination, but you don't want to force religious institutions to be able to have to go along with this if they don't want to. So really what was different about this was this turned in Indianapolis on private businesses being able to discriminate. And so all they really need to do is follow the lead of Utah.
So there's Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Let's turn our attention now to this excerpt from a program hosted by Ken and Mike at WGAN in Portland, joined by ABC News correspondent Scott Goldberg to talk about what top Republican lawmakers and Governor Pence are doing to fix the problem.
It seems like everybody is ticked off at Indiana and Arkansas. So now what happens? Are there going to be fixes?
We're expecting that in Indiana. The top Republican lawmakers in the House and Senate have scheduled a news conference along with some of the leaders of businesses that have been most critical of Indiana's religious freedom law. That would suggest they are announcing this fix that Governor Mike Pence said they should announce earlier in the week. We hear that this language will likely say the religious freedom law cannot be used as a legal defense to discriminate against patrons based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. That, of course, was a big concern when this law was passed. Meanwhile, in Arkansas, they're reworking the law. The governor there, Asa Hutchinson, said he couldn't sign it in its current form because it didn't include language like that, or it didn't more closely mirror the federal religious freedom law, is what Governor Hutchinson said yesterday. So Arkansas back at it as well.
So, of course, that begs the question, why have this law at all if what it is intended to do is allow businesses to not sell to people they don't want to sell to? How do they kind of explain what the purpose of the law is now?
It is a very, very good question, Ken. If the law in Arkansas does, in fact, end up mirroring the federal religious freedom law, then what it's going to do is protect an individual's right to religious freedom, and it's going to say the government can't do anything to affect an individual's right to religious freedom. The concern had been that these laws were broader, and instead of protecting individuals, they protected businesses and opened the door potentially to that kind of discrimination. And even the people who supported the law said, if I have deeply held religious beliefs and I am a florist or a baker, I shouldn't have to serve clients at a gay wedding. So that was why they wanted the law passed in the first place. It does seem to take some of the steam out of the reason these laws were being pushed through the legislature in the first place. But if they just want something that beefs up or reinforces at the state level the federal law, then that, while I'm not sure how much that's going to actually change life, it's something that does seem to be much more generally acceptable.
Quickly to review, number 10 on the countdown this week, the final four, and Cynthia Lennon dying number 9. 8 is the California drought. 7, the marathon bombing trial. 6, Trevor Noah being hired at Comedy Central. Mrs. Clinton's email, number 5. Presidential prospects, 4. Flight investigation, number 3. Iran, number 2. And the Religious Freedom Act, number 1. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
No surprise here. The number one item this week on the Talk Radio Review is a focus on the Religious Freedom Act. Lots of controversy there. And there's a poll out this week suggesting sympathy for religious objectors is limited to those who refuse to provide services for wedding-related